This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Here back live. I'm going to get into all the news. We have it covered. A bunch of other breaking news in the next few segments. We're talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik of stevepachinik.com, best-selling author, researcher, former psychological operations head of the State Department. And we're getting into what happens next. And when I said after we, quote, lost the election a few weeks ago that I'm taking a new direction, it isn't that I don't like Trump as much as I ever did. It's that Trump's done so much good. I've been persecuted for supporting him. So instead of that making me not support him, it makes me support him more because I'm getting persecuted because of it. I think, oh, then he must be really good because they're attacking him. But really, it's just a power struggle going on. And Trump does care about the country. He doesn't want to screw the country over just to screw it over. But the fact is we have to get back to basic issues and talking about the news we cover. Instead of just the tug of war battling with the Democrats, you know, over whether Trump's in office or not, because I don't want to say I lost respect for Trump, but when he's one of the only people that even talked about censorship, so did Ted Cruz, so did Rand Paul, and said something should be done, but when he didn't act, that really was the big area that he showed he didn't get what was going on. But I wanted to ask Steve Pachinik in the last 3.5 minutes we have, what you think's coming next, what the other big trends are, and thanks for joining us.
Well, if Facebook goes under, and they're going to keep going under, their RS rating is 16. That means 84% of all the other stocks are more valuable than Facebook. So you're going to have problems with Google. You're going to have problems with Netflix. You're going to have problems with Amazon. So the FANG stocks are going to go down. They primarily account for about 30 to 40% of our economy. So that's why we have a serious problem right there. Number two, Trump has to start making the overture to Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi has to take over the Democrats. The Democrats have to be united, and we need an infrastructure program because it'll keep our economy going. There's fear in the markets that we have unemployment coming in, and we also have a deflation. I don't agree with it, but the markets today are terrible. They're uncertain. They've been vibrating up and down because they really don't know which way to go with Trump. Trump has to allow the markets to have a certain amount of certainty. Otherwise, the markets will go against him and the economy will do very poorly. And everything he wants to say or do will mean nothing. If the markets don't respond to a certain amount of certainty and a sense of the future, then Trump is in trouble. Secondly, Trump has to understand he can't keep picking at ad hominem, the people he thinks are close to him or hasn't been, you know, effective. That doesn't work here in the White House. The White House needs a certain amount of consistency and reliability. 70% of the world thinks right now that Trump is not reliable. That's not relevant to me as much as it is to the stock markets, which feel.
But isn't that our own corporate media doing the undermining? They blame Trump for that. I mean, isn't it Maxine Waters when she gets control of that financial committee? She says she's going to roll back in the regulations. So they're the problem.
Well, they're not the problem right now because the markets are 6 months ahead. They don't even know about Maxine Waters at this point. What happened at the markets before midterm is that it allowed itself to go up and then it came down with the fear that the Democrats would take over certain elements. But at the same time, if you build an infrastructure program, it'll eliminate any doubts whatsoever. So the key issue right now isn't whether Maxine Waters can run it or not. Once you get into Congress, you don't become a Republican or Democrat. You become socialized as a congressional representative. And the same thing with Kavanaugh. Once he gets into the Justice Department or he goes among his colleagues, Sotomayor said it very clearly. She said,
get up.
Welcome.
Sorry, Hillary Clinton literally broke into our feed. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's my dog.
No, it's Hillary. No, put it.
Get up. Oh,
okay. I thought that was my dog.
No, it's Hillary. Hey, I'm going to call you today at 3 o'clock my time, 4 o'clock your time. We got to talk about
All right. Thank you.
Talk about that thing. All right. See you later, buddy.
Bye.
A real character right there. All right. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today, straight ahead.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm Alex Jones, your host on this live Monday, November 19th, 2018, global transmission. If you're watching or listening to this, you are the resistance to the globalists. Their movement is the resistance to the nation state, free market and capitalism. You know, I really love President Trump, and not because he's in power. I remember many years ago when I had then governor becoming president-elect Bush, and they sent some federal marshals, because he was president-elect, over to Access Television. And they said, the governor's going to be watching, or the president-elect's going to be watching tonight, and he wants you to say some nice things about him, and then he, you know, sometime go to dinner with you, because you can be the next Rush Limbaugh. Now, I've since heard that from President Trump. Like, they say you're the next Rush Limbaugh. I'm like, well, I've already had bigger audiences than him, but okay, I'll take it. Thanks. And like, even though I'd already won and become number one in talk radio a long time ago. And yes, since they deplatformed me, it did kill some of the mega audiences. I mean, sometimes we would have, you know, 30 million people tuning in a day. It wasn't always like that, but it was, you know, every day was 4 or 5 million. But some days, you know, it'd be like, what the hell? We'd be like numero uno. But for me as a guy, it's not like I've already been there. So it's kind of like I already climbed that mountain, and people go, you know, someday you'll be up on that mountain. So I don't support Trump because he's the president and has a super hot supermodel wife and flies around on helicopters, and that impresses me. Because I already came from Access Television 24 years ago. I already have come from nowhere, and so them trying to take it away from me doesn't do anything, because what I want is freedom. What I want is America and the world to be successful. What I want is a future for my children. A car that runs nice, not having to worry about bills, that's good, but I don't worship money. You could say I'm taking it all away, and I'd say I'm going to try to take you out because you're a tyrant. You shouldn't be able to do that to people. I wouldn't then say, oh, let me kiss your ass. I'll get ahead more in this giant group of people going up a pyramid, a spiral staircase, kissing each other's butts, but they all got daggers out for when the guy looks away to stab them. That's not how I operate. It's not what I do. And when I talk about what I stand for, it's not the narcissistically sit up and say, me. Why are they so obsessed with InfoWars? Why do they hate me so much? Why do they want me off air? Because we remind them, the sellouts, what scum they are. So, yes, I criticized Trump some in the last hour, and I agree with almost everything Pachenik was saying. He's a smart guy. But the good things Trump is doing so outweigh his failings that it's not even the same universe. Now, Pachinik was signaling what's going on. Trump has said, I'll work with you Democrats, I'll share power, I'll give you some of the money you want on pork deals. He was trying not to do that, but just get off the country's back. Just let us have jobs. You already run the country. Why the hell do you want to run it in the ground? See, that's his big failing with them, is he doesn't like running you in the ground. And so Pachinik signaling, hey, this is going on. And because Kushner hadn't been in the military, hadn't been in an intelligence agency for 30, 40 years, you know, there's this attitude from professionals like Pachinik that, oh, that guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. But there's one thing I've learned. I don't know what's going on up at that level. And it's so many levels. The top level's not the top level. It's what we're doing here that really changes things at the greatest level. And then the establishment, once they figure out they can't stop something, or once they figure out something worked, they'll take credit for it. And that's great. I'm all about people taking credit for what you've done. I'm going to say that again. It isn't some patronization where I just include you with a participation trophy on air and say, man, you've really done a great job, listeners, spreading the word and taking action and standing up to the bullies, and you've changed the world. People are waking up to capitalism being a better system, nationalism. People are waking up that Christianity's under attack, the family's under attack, the very genders are under attack. A lot of really good things are happening, and it's because of you. And that's not me up here including you. You're not just included. You're not just essential. You are the war. You're not part of it. You're it. Period. I'm just saying things you already inherently knew in your gut and creating a focal point so that you are given further confidence to see and to hear, because we're mammals. We communicate. We care about each other. We live in communal groups to have a community. The left is all about taking people that have no community. First, they take your community. Then they create a new artificial community to control you. We're promoting an original Americana community that was the best community ever that everyone wanted to get involved in, because despite the fact that our community was terrible compared to others, it was the best because the ideals of it were high and noble. It believed in the individual. It believed in the group. It believed in ideas. It believed in building something better. It believed in not just riding off the poor and the old or the infirm, but building them up. So the enemy came in and took our greatest strength. We cared about the children. We cared about those that are childlike. And they turned that against us and said, now you must be like the childlike, or you must be mentally retarded, or you must be down and ignorant because, well, you can't be better than somebody, which again is the ultimate tyranny. So that's where we are. And I never got to all these clips I have. I have a bunch of them. I'll get to them next segment. I'm going to get to them. But Trump's done a great job pointing out we have borders, pointing out we have one-sided trade deals, standing up against the controlled corporate media, showing that they're a bunch of enemies. And he's done a great job trying to get regulations that were written to shut down our nation out of the way, and medical laws that were meant to suppress new innovations, that's out of the way. I mean, Trump's doing a way better job than I could do. So it's very hard to criticize. But then I realize if we don't criticize, we'll lose everything. Because it's the few areas that he's not operating properly on that the enemy then puts everything behind. And those are the areas where if we fail, we will fail magnificently. So I could do a better radio show that had more listeners today, where every 5 minutes I had an incredible new article or clip to talk about that was very interesting, that would keep you interested. But I'm not just trying to keep you interested. I'm trying to keep you engaged in your own destiny, because we're in this together. And I'm trying to get people to focus in on the big enchilada that our speech is being taken, which means our right to commerce, which means our right to the digital system with digital IDs and a world social score that is the system of absolute control and absolute tyranny. And it must be opposed, just like Christ said to John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos 2,000 years ago. This is the big one. Woe to you on the planet. For the devil sends a beast with wrath, and his number is 666, the number of a man. neither buy nor sell without the mark, the right hand or the forehead, the biometric scan. And it's here. And you say, well, I don't believe in God. Believe in reality that China is using it to control their people, and it's now being exported here and to Venezuela to suppress people. This is the ultimate system of degradation. Just like they're trying to take our credit card processing and shut us down financially so we don't have to speak to warn you about what's happening. It's here. It's not coming. World government, all of it. This is the desperate fight to stop it. That said, please fund our operation and realize we're running. The sale a few weeks ago was the biggest ever. Now this one's even bigger because it's the same sale, more expanded with double Patriot points on every purchase at a 5% off each dollar. It's 10% off on your next purchase. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the supplements, 50% off on high-quality storable food, 49% off Alexa Pure Pro, their biggest, best water filter, normally like $240-something bucks, now $127. At cost, we're selling it for them at cost as a favor because they ordered too many at the end of the year for an inventory issue. Now's the time to act on that and a bunch of other specials. 75% off store-wide plus free shipping. Everything must go. Clearance sale to fund ourselves in the next year. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. You are the InfoWar.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun, be welcome on the island, many miles away from home.
All right. I don't want to make the news about me, but it is. Because they've decided to make us the heart of the debate. So they can then take us off the air and then misrepresent who we are. Because the populist movement, the Americana movement, the Second Amendment free speech movement had such a big victory when Trump got in that they had to then not let us be folk heroes and continue on to have great victories. They had to make us these shameful, horrible, bad people that were banned because they were so bad and were who like Voldemort from the Harry Potter series. It's all archetypal. So here's the new article up on InfoWars.com. Petition launched to give Alex Jones White House press pass. I want to be clear. Unless you go grandstand and make yourself the news like Jim Acosta, having these things is not really worth that much. So we had passes, and CNN and others lobbied that we were fake news, and somebody in the administration took it away from us. Jerome Corsi wanted it. We got an office there, did it all properly. We were there a few weeks. Corsi never even got questions in. And they act like, again, if I wanted to live in Hollywood, I'd move out there. I just want to be able to have my own broadcast and not be banned on other platforms. But everybody's pointing out that why is Jim Acosta there, but Alex Jones isn't? So that's people signing that petition to send it to the White House. It's pretty funny. Also, again, I never really read this article. I mentioned it. It's really powerful, powerfully evil, by this person from Turkey who has the image of me being kidnapped and taken into the night and says after Alex Jones, we'll ban everybody else. It's just very authoritarian. And I thought I'd get to that later. But you know what? In the interest of time, I may just do a special report on that because there's so much other really important news I want to get into like this. In England and in Germany and Sweden, by law, every year, elementary students, middle school students, high school students, and college students at public schools are taken to mosque, and you take your shoes off, you worship Allah, you're given paperwork. If you're a 14-year-old girl, they introduce you to a 25-year-old man. They have made-for-TV, state-sponsored television that says 14-year-old German girls, Muslim men from Africa and the Middle East are here. They are good men. You need to learn to be with them. That pedophilia is legal by fiat in Europe if it's a Muslim with your daughter. When we play these clips here, I'm not kidding. This is the social engineering. German schoolgirls asked to wear hijabs for social experiment to test if German citizens acted racist towards them. Paul Watson has an article. Racist, even though it's a religion, that doesn't let you not be in the religion. It's the cult coming in. Just like Heaven's Gate, Hail Bop cult made you cut your testicles off and your penis, and then you were going to be beamed up to be with the space aliens. Now they teach that to your five-year-old son. It's a good thing. Continuing, China just dumped the biggest load of U.S. treasuries in 8 months. You know, we're in a war with China. Chinese homoerotic writer gets 10 years in jail. Well, it's okay because Tim Cook's gay. And it goes on from there. So that's just some of what we're going to be covering here. But what I want to get to now is the fact that conservatively, there's dozens of migrant caravans funded by the UN at UN bases in Guatemala and Honduras, the other staging grounds in each country below them in Central America, down all the way to Chile. These are just stopping off points, but to make sure you don't get the big sum up front of, you know, $10,000 to get all the way to El Norte, you're given on average whatever it takes to get from that country to the next. So it's a couple hundred dollars here. Once if you've been a good person and gotten all the way up, so say from Venezuela, seven countries up to Mexico, you get $1,000 on a MasterCard prepaid Visa with no name on it, with a PIN code on the back from U.S. taxpayers through the State Department to George Soros. And that's on record. We first broke that. Now it's mainstream news. And so that's why they caught Beto, or whatever his name is, Bevo O'Rourke, Beto, I guess they said, funding millions out of the taxpayer money and out of campaign matching to sit there and send money down to a caravan that was arriving a month ago. You're like, but the caravan hadn't gotten here then. They're always arriving. We first showed them 6 years ago with our reporters. We broke this was going on under Obama. So Trump's just saying, no, we don't randomly let buses full of men, women, and children, a lot of them smuggled kids in. And the media says no to that. Like it's a bad thing. Well, now Mexicans agree with Trump, call migrant caravan an invasion. It's all in Spanish, but I'm going to play some of it with audio here in just a moment. Paul Joseph Watson, powerful video. Protesters in Tijuana demand migrants go home because at least 10,000 of the hundreds of thousands that are in Mexico at any one time are robbing, stealing, killing. Many of them are multi-time felons, and the Mexicans know what's going on. They're saying, what in the hell is going on? You can't do this. Mexico has laws about their southern border, which got smashed over. Mexicans all saw that happen. They understand it's an invasion. And so let's play some of the audio of the Mexicans. Here it is. Out, Honduras, we don't want you here. Which is a normal response when hundreds of thousands of people ram over your borders and they're almost all military-aged men are stomping around waving their flags and burning American flags. First thing the Mexicans noticed was they aren't even waving Mexican flags. They're waving Honduran and others. The protesters didn't want tax dollars spent on humanitarian aid. They get the people coming up from Central and South America are the dregs, the communists, who are an invasion force who want a bunch of free crap. You're not welcome here. You're a traitor if you help them. Right now, there are detention centers in the United States, which are similar. Go to hell, go to hell. May the peace with you. And you have people, oh, they have concentration camps. Oh, my God. Immigrants, yes. Illegals, no. No xenophobia, yeah. Yes, he goes on. We don't want them here. I mean, how obvious is it when hundreds of thousands of people come through your country running over your police, waving flags and burning things and raping and killing people? So, when we come back, that's Tijuana. Just north of that, a few miles, is the border near San Diego. And our own Savannah Hernandez and crew were there. And here come the Antifa people, of course, screaming that we're all Nazis when George Soros, the collaborator, actual Nazi collaborator, is running this. And of course, you don't see these little Antifa guys going to Mexico and getting a bunch of men's face. They get their ass kicked in about 2 seconds. No, they wanted to mess with one man and one woman, 10-1. Bunch of thugs.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit parkdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Bonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. And there's this quiet Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Why to need your
care. You know, people are telling me all the time I should take off a few months.
Save a few.
But I may never come back.
He only did what he had to.
I was about 24, and I was already on air and busy all the time. And I used to work out like an hour and a half a day, 2 hours. And at one point, I quit doing it, and I stopped for about 10 years. That's why I got to stay on this horse. Can't get off now. because I never come back. All right, so if you just tuned in, our own Savannah Hernandez and Drew go down to the border, and I was griping at him. I said, because it was kind of bad camera work. Drew does great camera work, but he's got the camera hanging on the side because there are a bunch of men up there basically threatening a woman. They call themselves Cop Watch, but that's really just an Antifa group now. They're all dressed like Antifa. They all look like they haven't seen daylight in about 50 years. And they're screaming, F you, Nazi, all this stuff. And Drew had to put his camera down because he was getting ready to have to fight. And finally they left him alone. But I said, hey, I told you not to have the InfoWars flag on the microphone. And they said, listen, we did that. They knew who we were. And I guess they do know who Savannah is. And she said, Savannah's a brave lady. She's in the control room running things right now. One of the producers, and she said, no, I mean, I'm proud of who I am, so I'm going to say my last name. A lot of folks on TV and radio have a fake name just because you can protect your identity with that. Like some of the other folks, like Leanne McAdoo is not Leanne's name. Her first name is Leanne. But you know, and she got harassed quite a bit. They didn't run her off. She had to take care of some sick family. She's getting ready to come back and work with us soon. But and I don't blame her. You know, if I do all this now before, I might have used another name just to throw people off, you know, so they don't really know what your real name is, you know, but it's really Alex Jones. But here's just a nice woman doing a fair report down the border. And here come these thugs, and they know who she is. They recognize Drew, and they get on him. I was talking to him. You only see a few of them because Drew was getting ready to defend Savannah, and she was getting ready to defend herself. There's about 10 guys got around them. You see 4 or 5, but they got around them and were really thugging out like they were going to. I mean, don't they get how disgraceful it is to encircle a man and a woman who are journalists and get in their face and start threatening people and calling them racist? The Mexicans have, it's estimated 5,000 have now arrived in Tijuana, mainly men. And you look, these are thugs that were paid to come up here. Many of them have been deported before. And so people know what's going on. And but here are these guys, they have this magic word, you're a racist, you're a racist, you're a racist. And they go, oh, a black guy came over here and hollered Hitler. Well, you don't have proof of that, but the whole point is they're so sick of you calling everyone a racist, it becomes a joke. I have a stack of news articles here. I never got to. Let's do a document cam shot, that I'm going to play this. Because one thing they put in the Wired Magazine article, which is important because these are the type of operatives that are running the shutdown of free speech, in the whole stay-behind group Obama set up. And they say in there, over and over and over again, that Jones claims Jews stage attacks on themselves and that Jews are, the Nazis are really Jews. I never said that, you lying weasel. I said, in almost every case, at the Air Force Academy or the university, or wherever somebody burns a cross in somebody's yard, it's almost always either the husband of the black lady that's mad at her because he's thrown out of the house, and he does it as a publicity stunt. I mean, you know, the KKK are a bunch of idiots, but you go around trying to burn crosses in people's yard, get your ass blown off. This isn't like the 1930s or something, or not even 1960s in Alabama or Mississippi. And so I read the news every day. There are very few cases that I can remember where there were some real racist white people out killing black people or doing something. Now, there was the case in East Texas where the guy had been one of the leaders in the black gang, and they were the leaders in their white gang, and they got him and drug him to death till his head came off, and it was terrible. But they'd all been in rival race-based gangs, and they're driving down the road one day, and they go, look, there's a leader of one of the black gangs. Let's kill his ass. Terrible, it's wrong. What I'm getting at is, can you remember a swastika getting painted on a dorm? Or a black woman claiming 5 white guys raped her? The lacrosse team, where it was real? And the answer is you can't. There's also cases where white women claim black men all rape them and do this, and it turns out that's fake too. There's a lot of fakeness going on, is the point. But not with the Islamists raping people. That's really going on, and that's being covered up. So let's go over this. Rap sheet, 639 acts of media-approved violence and harassment against Trump supporters. That's nothing. They don't even list half the ones we know of. Meanwhile, what the Air Force Academy hate crime hoax teaches us about mainstream media and race. Year in review, 17 campus hate crimes that turned out to be hoaxes. Fake hate crimes, a database of hate crime fake hoaxes in the U.S., fakehatecrimes.org. We should get the director of that on. Fabricating hate crimes is a byproduct of victimhood ideology on college campuses. Ohio University student Senate member who claimed to have received a death threat arrested for making false claims. False alarms. Racist note, this is yesterday, on Kansas student door was written by himself. Beware N-words live here. Did it to themselves. I'm going to stop reading all these. We'll run out of time. But I said the left is staging attacks. The Jewish leftists that turned over the gravestones and attacked synagogues. Trump already had been told by the state police in New Jersey that it was the leftists doing it. Trump said, I think that's probably fake. They said, oh, my God, you're saying no one attacks Jews. He had to do a special State of the Union to say he didn't hate Jews. Turned out the day after he was right, the Jewish guy pled guilty to the attacking himself. He's not blaming Jews. It's blaming criminals that do self-inflicted wounds. Here's the video of Savannah and Drew down on the border with this scum in their face.
So why?
My name's
Savannah Hernandez. It's nice to meet you guys.
What's your guys' name?
Why not? What if I done that? Is offended you today?
Part of a piece of organization.
Yo, why are you cussing at a woman like that?
I'll cuss at whoever I want to, bro. You too. InfoWars will you too.
Why? I'm just asking. What have I done personally to you that has?
InfoWars.
Well, what
Jones.
Have I done? I'm trying to show. What racist agenda? Look at my skin tone. Do you think that I'm a
Got nothing
dude,
to
we
do
just
with
had it. A black guy over here come over and tell us he's hunting people and gave us a Nazi salute. You think color matters? You think your people
you know
are sellouts too?
To me.
Check it out.
You guys are all. I'm standing here and I am trying to show everyone what's going on out here. You know what? This is an embarrassing to me as a
Alex Jones.
Y'all
are part of a racist organization, man. A racist organization that furthers the white nationalism.
Awful. Racism is awful.
Shut the f*** up, man. I don't want to hear this InfoWars.
Both of y'all. Y'all both are a piece of s***.
I'll cuss at whoever I want, homie. Freedom of speech. F*** your camera. Alex Jones. It's all good, bro. It's
He's
all good.
To
you can throw me all
freedom
you
of speech. Same as freedom of speech.
You
need to expect it, man. Alex Jones gets his own.
This is Marxist ideology.
And Alex Jones, protege, you're going to get it too, man.
Not very big vocabulary. Say the word F
you. You know what? I have to say something.
Hey, you know what? This is American. I'm allowed to have my own opinion.
Please exercise your First Amendment right to tell me that I'm a piece of. Even though
you're a lot of trouble not clocking those dudes, man.
I'm sorry, who did? Oh, this guy, my bad.
I don't give a Alex Jones InfoWars and you too. I don't give a.
All right, thank you. I'm glad that this is the America that.
You know, it's good to know these guys that never use meth.
Land. This is Turtle Island. Shut the f*** up with that.
So get out of here, but everybody's allowed in. And it goes on and on. The video's on InfoWars.com. My goodness. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Arson was used to burn down millions of acres in California in the last month. But the regulations that were put in place the last 30 years by the BLM and state authorities, not just federal, of not letting there be controlled burns or fire breaks put in, directly caused the fires to be able to travel unimpeded. And thousands of years of fire management and land management were thrown out the window. And that's why now we've got all of the big firefighter associations and the big land management associations and others coming out saying President Trump was right. We don't build fire breaks in most areas of the country. The military builds them around bases. Corporations do it. And by zoning under regulations that George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to in 92, the UN tells us where we can and can't have fire breaks or land management. Under rewilding regulations, much of the nation, in fact, about half the West, you can't trim out underbrush. A tree falls over, you can't cut it up and use it or sell it. And that creates all that fuel for lightning strikes to really get giant infernos going that are able to cause the incredible devastation. So here's some of these articles right here I'm going to show TV viewers. Loggers support Trump's claim that wildfires are caused by poor forest management. Remember, the media claimed a week and a half ago, oh, the firefighters are mad, but they didn't quote any firefighters. Even the Audubon Society comes out and says, no, it's time for fire breaks. We were wrong. Secretary Zinke backed Trump's claims that years of mismanagement led to out-of-control record fires. That's what's going on. And then we've got all the history of it and what fire breaks do and why they're needed and the fact that they're trying to block us even having fire breaks. There's San Francisco Chronicle calling for fire breaks. That was in July of this year. Here's Audubon saying it's now time for fire breaks. Here's stuff from 100 years ago, posters telling farmers to build. You ever notice around fields or old houses, there's like a 2 foot wide, 3 foot wide, 2 foot tall hump of rocks or dirt. And you're like, what does that keep out? What does that do? Well, if there's a flood, most floods are only a foot or two high, it doesn't flood your house. And fire doesn't jump it on average. There are water breaks and there are fire breaks before we got insurance. You can look up fire breaks for yourself. And the fact that Trump brings this up and they act like he's a liar is incredible. So going to the next level, our own Greg Reese did a breakdown. There's a lot of people online notice whole houses are burned, but trees aren't burned. And then cars are burned with grass they're parked next to not burned, but they're melted down. I don't know what's going on. No one can break down what this mystery is. The Internet's on fire with it. But regardless, not building fire breaks, not allowing controlled burns for at least 30 years since the time of George Herbert Walker Bush has allowed this to happen, and all the experts agree. So bottom line, policy allowed this to get out of control. So this is a form of deindustrialization, just like getting rid of the dams or not building new ones. This is a form of feudalism, a form of siege. Was it energy beams from, you know, Krypton? I'm not ready to say that. I'm being sarcastic. But something's going on that should be investigated. It's always good to ask questions. Here's the report.
2017, the Tubbs Fire began in Northern California. And by the time the sun came up, over 1,000 homes were destroyed. Videos and photographs show how this so-called forest fire seemed to spare the wild and somehow jumped from house to house. CNN reported that the so-called forest fire jumped to the freeway. Hundreds of photographs show cars with melted trails of aluminum alloys from what must have been an unprecedented amount of power. The average forest fire burns at 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit. Aluminum alloys will melt at temperatures between 1,200 and 2,000 degrees. But many of these cars were nowhere near a forest fire. Some cars were flipped over. The heat must have been intense. Not only was it able to melt aluminum alloy, but consistently, every home that caught fire was leveled to white, powdery ash in less than 12 hours. By October 31st, the Tubbs fire had destroyed 5,643 buildings. PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. PG&E was found responsible for 16 of the fires, over $10 billion in damages. All of this while producing $1 billion a year in profits for the Rothschild Investment Group. PG&E warned the public that the fires will not just continue, but will grow larger every season. They warned their investors that future liability will force PG&E into bankruptcy. In June, utility officials told state lawmakers that they needed protection to survive the coming fire season. And on August 31st, California state legislature passed a utility bailout bill to protect PG&E, its shareholders, and Rothschild Investment. At sunrise on Thursday, November 8th, the Camp Fire wildfire began in California. It has all the same anomalies as the Tubbs Fire and is already twice as devastating. Many people are asking the same question. Is this an attack? In 2003, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and General Richard Myers admit to the development of directed energy weapons and microwave technology. In 2017, Lockheed Martin shoots drones out of the sky with an invisible laser beam that burns them from the inside out. The technology exists. The evidence is there. But the motive? Perhaps it could be found in the United Nations Agenda 21, wherein certain areas of the country are proposed to be off limits to human use. It just so happens that these strange California fires seem to all be within the proposed no human use areas. New regulations and insurance policies are preventing homeowners from rebuilding. And meanwhile, they claim it is the new normal and are now claiming it is a phenomenon of global warming. One thing is for certain, the governor of California has already assured that the people will pay for all of the damages. This is Greg Reese reporting for InfoWars.com.
The video is posted to InfoWars.com right now. If you're a radio listener and you want to see this, please spread this to everybody you know. Must watch the California wildfires on Agenda 21. And regardless, Agenda 21 is the global treaty and policy to not create fire breaks or control burns that let these fires do this. But then, I was looking at this last week when Reese was working on this. He's a smart guy, former Marine, patriot, journalist. You know, he does engineering stuff. And I said, you know what's weird? That car's right by grass. It's dry. It's not even burned. And these houses, and it is weird. But regardless, they set the policy they knew would allow this to happen in the last 30 years on allowing the fire breaks. So regardless, policy by Agenda 21 and the UN Treaty on Biological Diversity caused this. But now the Audubon Society's own members are like, cut the fire breaks. That'll save the kangaroo rat and everything else. It's not about the kangaroo rat. It's about taking property. It's like in Northern California and Southern Oregon with what they've done with Klamath Falls and all that. Huge high mountain lakes with dams saying you can't have the water for farmers because of an endangered fish that's not endangered and isn't even indigenous. It's invasive. But that's all the joke. Hey, let's use an invasive species, and because humans are invasive, the globalists say. They act like they're aliens down this hill. Let's not let them have their damn water that farmers paid for in the last 80 years. Farmers would pay to have those state dams built. But then farmers, 80 years later, they don't know what granddaddy did. They just hear, you don't get the water anymore, sonny boy. They're like, but the lake's full of water. Sorry, we're going to shut it all down. We're going to not let you use the water. And when we're going to run you off your property, but then we're going to turn the water right back on later and have your farming and have your houses and have it all for pennies on the dollar. That's how globalism works. And that's why they want to bankrupt InfoWars, so that we don't have a voice to fund ourselves. They want to make us all poor in the third world model. That's why it's imperative that listeners realize that buying products, InfoWarsStore.com, they're great products, but more importantly, it funds our operation. So I want to thank all of you that are supporters and encourage those that haven't gone to InfoWarsStore.com to take action today. We have 50% off on all the nutraceuticals, store-wide free shipping, but better even than the last sale, we have double Patriot points, not 5%, but 10% for the week of Black Friday. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. We just keep escalating it. It can never go bigger than this because a lot of these are lost leaders. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. Get your Christmas shopping done early.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.